Hi, 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 hi. Welcome to the Ellie podcast, the real one. I'm kidding. Or am I? I don't know. Maybe we'll call this the ghosty slice, for real, since the RFs are gone from Patreon. We can take that back and keep this for ourselves. But hi, how are you? I hope you're doing okay. I've been kind of thinking lately, and I wanted to make like tiny little podcast stuff. Not podcast, tiny little sleep aid save for stuff where I would just talk about things that are going on. Audio-wise or not, I could talk about anything, really. But I just wanted to have a space where... By the way, I'm sorry, my voice is really low, but I just got done recording two audios and I've reached my limit. And so, my voice is kind of broken. Not broken, don't be worried about that. Not broken, but I just made two scripts that had a lot of yelling. I made this script for Reddit that is called, what do you mean by plap, 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 get pregnant? And I just thought that was the funniest shit ever. I'm probably going to post it in like a few days. But it had a lot of intercourse. It's a short script, but it had a lot of screaming in it. So that's why my voice is a little bit cracked and on the lower end of the spectrum. So forgive me about that. I mean, we could like use it to like help you drift off to sleep, maybe. Hopefully this could do something for you. No, maybe, I don't know. But I was just essentially saying that I felt like I wanted a space to be able to express myself a little bit more. Just to talk about anything I want, really. And like, talk to you. You know, just have a little space where we could just chat together. Or just you. I mean, me chatting to you and you listening, but... I don't know where this is going, but it's just something I've been wanting to do. You know, we could add some rain or whatever. I'm probably going to add a little bit of rain just because it makes it more relaxing. Maybe I could give you some type of, like, repose or just, like, you know, help you drift off. And actually, I just want to be a little bit more transparent to you because we've been growing a lot. I mean, I've been growing a lot. I think we've reached 220 Patreons now, which is absolutely crazy. And I was just reflecting on the past year. I've just had my cake day on Reddit a few days ago. And I don't know, I've been thinking about that a lot. I've been thinking about like how crazy it is that like I'm having my own space now. And I'm having an actual 2.5k audio equipment, which I was just reflecting and remembering. I bought like a 150 set off of Amazon. I think I had like an AT2020, like a Behringer interface, a single band interface. And I remember buying those and saying I'm gonna be the best VA there ever was because I love audio so much. Which, I'm glad I'm still around, you know? A lot. Sorry, I'm playing with one of my hair. One of my hair fell, and I'm playing with it on with my fingers. So it's like, it's the sound you hear. Anyway, I'm just like playing with it with my fingers. Anyway. A lot happened. I was just thinking about everything that happened within that year, how I grew, in the audio sphere, but also everything that it taught me. Being in this space taught me so many things, and it made me grow so much in ways that I never would have thought. From interacting with listeners to other creators and existing in this space, and learning who to give my trust to and who to not give my trust to. Yeah, how to speak up for myself more and just be more assertive in general, I guess. Because being assertive is hard, especially for me. But this space teaches you how to, I mean, the hard way, kind of. How to be like, how to protect your peace and not let people stomp on you so much. Which is hard enough as is in real life to do, right? It taught me a lot. And I was thinking about how grateful I am, how thankful I am of everything, for the good experiences and also the bad, because not everything has been good. There were a lot of bad experiences and the bad. I'm proud of myself. I'm really proud of myself, and I see how my thoughts and my opinions have changed along the way in 1 year, and it's crazy that it made me change so much. I feel like the person I was when I started is not at all the person I am today in terms of my opinions and how I approach things and even my likings towards the kind of content I want to put out. And it's really great. It's like, I don't know, I feel like I grew so fast and so much. I remember coming in this space, I didn't know anything about TWA. I didn't know anything about the creators. I didn't know. I've never, like, I was on a very different platform listening to audios. And looking at these people, I was just discovering everything, like those big VAs. Like, I remember seeing the first VA that struck me was Reina Zaki VA. Which I absolutely love her content, and I'm really excited. I'm really rooting for her to come back. And I remember seeing her content and thinking, wow, you know, I want to be that, you know. And I feel like I grew so much to a place where. I'm in a place where I can develop my branding like them, those like big VAs I used to look up to so much before, in terms of fan artwork. I was gonna say fan art. This is not fan art. I'm sorry. I was thinking about I don't know why my brain is stuck on My Hero Academia today. And I was thinking about fandom and fan art. I don't know why. But anyway, I'm in a place where I can order artwork now. Because we are, as I said, we're at like, I don't know, 220 patrons, which is giving me some space to be, to focus more on giving myself or my, you know, my artistic design a little bit of lore, which is something I wish for every creator in this space. And I am so grateful that I'm able to do that today. I've been talking with around, I think, 5 artists. And I'm trying to gather everything, like poses and everything, to just be able to commission them and just have more art for myself. And yeah, just give myself some more, just, you know, kick-ass vibe, I guess. And I'm really excited about that. I'm really grateful that I am in this place now where I can start to give back to like artists through commissions or whatever. I can also, I've been starting to just like give some like tips to scriptwriters on GWA when they have a throne or a coffee or whatever. It's not much, but I feel like I want to give back, you know, to scriptwriters, because I definitely, they're holding this community together, you know? And I feel like it's a concept for a scriptwriter to have a throne, right? And that sucks, because I'd really love to be able to just give a little something to everybody. Alas, not everybody has a throne, so it's okay. It's okay. I'm just doing whatever I can. And I'm kind of glad of being able to do that. So, yeah. The next step for us, or for me, which is, I think, for me, one of the biggest thing for like the rest, for the future, I guess, would be to be able to hire an editor, like a full-time editor, just to be able to like focus on making more content and have some more time to record more content for Patreon or other things, other platforms, try to branch out, you know? I don't know, maybe have more time to stream and just do more things that are not having my head buried in my laptop editing at all times. But yeah, I'm really happy to be where I am today. If somebody would have told me like 3 years ago that I would be here today, I probably would have laughed. Even the idea of being not safe for a VA, I would have laughed. But yeah, life is funny, isn't it? And I'm once again, I don't know, it's crazy. It's freaking crazy that I can foresee a future where I could do this full time and just, you know, grow. Yeah. I'm really thankful for the support I'm getting. I still spend majority of my days wondering why, because I'm having a hard time like standing the sound of my own freaking voice, but I'm glad that people decided to give me a chance, you know? To just, even the people who are just listening on Reddit, for me, it's just crazy. People who just to comment and just support and just give my audios a chance. Because as cheesy as it sounds, and I know it really sounds cheesy when you see somebody say this kind of shit, but I really do put a lot of work into them, and it's hard. Recording audios is hard, and it just makes my day. It really does. It really makes my day when I see people comment or support or just say they love my shit so much. You know? I'm always like so shocked when I receive messages of people telling me that they like love my safe work, that it helped them go like through a hard time. Because I made these things in a really rough time myself. Most of them, not all of them. But when I usually make a safe work, it's because I'm usually wanting to hear something, so I'm telling those things to the listener as some kind of like a catharsis kind of thing, I guess. But anyway, I just wanted to speak out about this just because I've been reflecting a lot on it the past few days with me being here for 1 year already. It has passed so quickly. And yeah, I'm really excited to see what the future holds for us. And I hope it's only going to be good. Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be. Anyway, if I haven't told you enough, I thank you for being here, you know? It means the world to me. You're enabling me to exist. So, yeah. I'm going to stop recording and hopefully see you next time with actual thoughts, actual Ellie thoughts. Okay, bye.